This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. There are now 1,200 firefighters assigned to the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. While snow and cold temperatures helped put out much of the flames, officials expect the 100,000-acre fire to become active again as temperatures rise. High winds and low humidity are in the forecast. The man whom Denver police shot yesterday has died. Police say he was threatening people with a handgun near West High School and that he had attempted to carjack someone when police approached him. Authorities say two officers fired their weapons and at least one officer hit the suspect. The medical examiner has yet to release the suspect's name. No officers were injured in the early evening incident. State officials want to halt a plan to pipe water from the Colorado River to Utah. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The pipeline would transport billions of gallons of water from Lake Powell into southwestern Utah. Officials from Colorado and five other states have asked the federal government to withhold a final environmental assessment for the pipeline. They say the states that depend on the Colorado River should resolve debates around water supply collaboratively. A complicated set of agreements governs who can use Colorado River water and how much they get. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Highs mainly in the 50s today around Colorado, 52 in Denver, 44 in Colorado Springs, 52 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.